There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and your newest instructor is joining us. His name is Noah Israel. And Noah is an inventor. He's an innovator, and he's got the coolest thing. He has designed an engineer. He's designed and engineered a printer. It's the biggest printer I have ever seen. I'm looking at it on the internet, and the website is envirock.net. 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 And this printer will print a house. Welcome, Noah Israel.
Well, good morning to you all.
Well, did I say that right? This is the largest, it's the largest printer I've ever seen. 44 feet in diameter, 22 feet tall. And it's got jets that will spray concrete and print a dome house. Is that correct?
Correct. It'll print structures of that size regardless of its end use. It can be tanks. It can be for various uses. But the primary application was to build housing and infrastructure so we can generate abundance by design, and integrating various technologies into the structures to provide life support systems as a holistic approach.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's
I'd like to enter here now and just say one quick thing about Noah. We need this printer is portable. And that means that if we can find a minor patron that would be interested in having a demonstration of developing this on a given piece of property, we would like to have that filmed for the March event. That's what that would mean in this next month in February. It would be really nice to find someone. I'm currently seeking that. I thought I'd pitch it right now, where we can actually do a demonstration of feasibility. When you actually can see the thing printing something out, you then have the temporal connection of where we're going to go with automobile parts that you can't get from Detroit anymore. There is going to be a new direction in what you can do on a local infrastructure.
Correct. 3D printing is going to usher a major shift in deploying technologies around the world to the corners of the world as we've never seen before. The 3D printing revolution will have as much effect on the quality of our lives as electricity and computers have in the last century. This is going to be a century, has the opportunity to be a century of immense abundance on all levels. And as we stand on the brink of destruction, we have that opportunity. And I feel, and I have for most of my last 40 years of exploring how to build community, benefit from the all positive aspects of community and being prepared for whatever the event.
This is like the movie The Postman, not the movie with Kevin Costner, but the book, whereas when the grid goes down and we lose everything, this will be our place where we can evolve and advance, because it's putting everything in a local infrastructure rather than networked across the world.
Yeah, so we can all benefit from networks and cooperate and community cooperation, but we don't have to be enslaved by it. And to me, this tool and others, the smaller variety for household items, as the technology evolves over the next few years, and even presently, you can create practical components with 3D printing as it exists today. And
now, the next place I'd like to direct you is, I'd like a little bit more information on magnesium oxide and the work at Livermore. I'd like to know how this 3D printer might be able to create a radiation shield.
Well, the radiation containment technology was developed at Argonne National Laboratories under Dr. Arun Waugh in the late 90s and early 2000s. They developed magnesium oxide high performance concrete mixture that successfully contained nuclear waste. So that has been in play. All the reasons why it is not being used widely presently is because the current momentum and the billions of dollars that are already in an established cash flow stream are keeping their status quo in place. So that was the origins of it. Others have developed the matrix of elements to using the magnesium oxide to create shielding at various degrees.
Now, well, let me ask you this. This printer is capable of building a dome structure. And my understanding of a dome structure, like it would be like if you took an egg and cut it in half long ways, so you'd have two half eggshells. Now, an egg, if you put an egg between your thumb and your forefinger and you tried to crush an egg with your two fingers, it's impossible, literally impossible, because the shape is so strong. This shape
correct.
That you're talking about is very similar to that egg shape, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And now, is there a stronger shape than that, or is this the strongest possible shape that man can build?
Well, I don't know if it is the strongest possible shape, but that's where we are so far in our understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And
so when you talk
that's what all the engineers are telling me, and so I'm going with that at this point.
Yeah, what we're talking about now is an allotrope of carbon, for example, that is 100 times stronger than diamond. The C60 Buckminster fullerene molecule that they're now developing with carbon is what they're going to use for the space elevator, and it will be gravity that keeps it taut and straight, but it will be stronger than gravity, which means that it will remain intact, connecting to the space station, eventually to the moon.
Correct.
Now, that's how strong the geodesic geometry is when you talk about the vector equilibrium matrix and the basic construct of a geodesic dome that was originally, Pauly Shore? Curry or whatever that did Biodome, that creepy movie. They basically are developing a structure that is a million pounds tensile strength. You can't push it in. It's stronger than diamond. The structure of it is 100 than diamond using the geodesic geometry. Now, that came from Buckminster Fuller. That is Spaceship Earth. And here we are at the verge of a wonderful advancement in mankind, not him falling backward. I see everything happening now as an opportunity to rewrite and define the way you want to live. I do not see this as a bad thing. Actually, it is an opportunity to get back to values that have been lost, that your great-grandfather and your grandfather enjoyed. I'm going to say one final thing on this. I think that this is going to require everybody going backward to the 17th century in terms of the way you live at first. But things like this printer and the dome structures, the geodesic dome structures of PacificDomes.com with Action Deliverance, those directions now are where we're going in our distant future when we do, for example, colonize Jupiter. We will be on Jupiter. Man, as he is physically designed, cannot do that, but then that is exactly what the Avatar program is with transhumanism. We're going there because that is where the technology is absolutely. Right now, this technology is available to put a dome on someone's property now.
So to get ourselves organized as community has been my life's passion, and creating tools, understandings, and the technical and spiritual technologies to learn to get along with each other so we can play nice in the sandbox here. So we can go out to the far reaches, because so until we learn how to take care of our own nest, there's not much point in spreading the filth.
You know what? Look, let me ask you this. The Pantheon's been around for a couple thousand years, 2,000 years, right? It's still standing. My understanding is that the dome is like a brilliant design, a brilliant structure, but we haven't taken hold of it and built very many buildings as dome structures.
That's part of my original revelation, and having been a builder, according to the National Housing Association standards of a home, of an economic life of a typical constructed home in America would be 65 years, and I saw clearly that was unsustainable on all levels, both economically as a burden to families.
Hold that thought. We're going into a break. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. Noah Israel, your newest instructor, is with us. Enviroc.net. Enviroc.net. And if you go to our website, USAPrepares.com, page number 1, center post, Dome Homes, Noah Israel, USAPrepares.com instructor. Click on that. It'll take you right to his website. And, Noah, here's what I've seen. So in history, we started out with, we lived in caves, then we built stone houses, then brick houses. That was a little easier because it was modular. Then we moved on to wood frame, stick-built houses. Then we put aluminum siding on them. Then we put vinyl siding on them. Now we're building trailer parks. We're going downhill. It's getting worse. We are now building disposable housing, in my opinion. Now, what you're talking about is exactly the opposite. These domes are actually durable as a permanent structure capable of lasting decades, generations, and possibly thousands.
More like a log home that might have 400 years.
I was thinking possibly 1,000 years, and I know that these structures are so strong you can fire at them with a 30-06 high-powered rifle, and you'll just chip the paint. I mean, it's kind of like getting a little ding, a paint chip ding in your car when you're in a parking lot. That would be the analogy to what would happen if you shot at one of these with a 30-06 rifle, isn't that right, Noah?
It is. And there's been tests by others that in firing at the dome shape, that it deflected even higher-powered military missiles, deflected them. So that the deflection factor, along with the strength of the materials, it was highly resistant to those kinds of forces. And in conjunction with the materials, we're looking at materials in our matrix that reached 25,000 psi and over 1,600 psi in tensile strength. So and in some applications where necessary, even higher. But that is many times the strength of typical concrete structures that's built today. So we can build lighter, stronger structures that really emulate the performance of buildings like Van Hayon, and that have withstood the test of time for literally thousands of years in seismic zones.
Noah, you know, I was thinking, you said 25,000 PSI. You know, when I our class knows that I built a barn here on the farm, and it's got walls that are about 4 feet high, and on top of that I put some iron trusses with a steel siding and a steel roof. And I went way, way, way above and beyond what most people would use. Most people would use 2,500 pounds or PSI concrete. I used 4,000 instead, and that's nothing compared to what you're talking about.
Right. And this is proven technology that is developed with our PhD partner here that has been in the field for 30 years, part of the American Concrete Association, and has worked all over the world in developing high-performance concrete. And so that technology has, heretofore has been at a much higher cost, 10 times higher cost than what we're able to produce.
So what would the let me get an example. If we were going to build a dome home the traditional way, how would the cost compare to the dome home that you would use with your printer? What would the cost differential be?
Well, there's the basic physical structural component of a dome, and then the finish, of course, is can be at any level. As we as you know, homes can be finished at a low end, medium end, and high end. We'd be have the potential to be 40 to 60% lower than the cost of a typical dome structure as it is currently being built. Because of the speed, because of the even though the higher cost of materials, we're using considerably less of it, and therefore gaining.
Hold that thought. We're going to.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Did you go to Guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to Guns80.com. And suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at Guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to Guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call Guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at Guns80.com. Go now.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about something really, really exciting. You know, it took us 18 months of really hard work to get our house under roof here in Missouri. Now, it's a different kind of a structure that we're talking about. We built a stone house because we wanted it strong. But the structure that we're talking about, printing, is way stronger than the stone house that we built. And we had to haul in 220 tons of stone. And then we had to stick them together. And
well, wait a minute, Vincent. You know, the printer doesn't create out of air.
No, I know that, but it sure would be a lot easier to be able to haul in.
Stone by stone, something like they did in Scotland 700 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know.
Some of that stuff still stands in Scotland. I was watching Skyfall. What a cool movie that is. I forget how good James Bond stuff is. You know, I just like to go back to it. But Scotland and other places in Europe were building stone houses that would last for centuries. The whole thing today about disposable housing has to do with marketing and Mopar.
Financing. And financing.
Just like services is. Good gosh. You know, it makes me wonder, you know, as a physicist, I was a polymath. That means I could do a number of different things in a number of unrelated fields, like musician. I'm not a musician, but you could be, or something like that. You're a radio. Everybody has passion. And I'm going to say that's where our value is to society. We have forgotten some really important rules.
Well, Noah just hit the nail right on the head when he talked about financing, because when you look at these disposable homes, if you look at, you know, I watched houses being built, in the 1980s, and I saw that they were using OSB, oriented strand boards, kind of like a wafer board, as roof sheathing, and not only were they using this flimsy material as roof sheathing, they used it on 24-inch centers, and I looked at that and I thought, I can't believe it, because that's going to bow, and under snow loads the roof is going to ripple, and it's temporary. It's not going to last 100 years. And then 10-15 years later, I drove by that same neighborhood and I saw all these wavy roofs where the material just didn't support the load. And I thought, wow, you know, when they first built them, the people who were buying these homes, looking at these model homes, saying, wow, look at these great lines, look at how much space, look at how bright these houses are, but they really weren't looking at the structure and how well they were designed and the materials. They didn't look at how durable they were. They just didn't look at that. They looked at the aesthetics. Well, we need to get back to looking at the structure of the homes and how to make a home last, so that when you're done paying for it, you actually get to keep it for a few more generations. That's really what we need to do. And that's what Noah is doing. He's building a home that will last multiple lifetimes. And I think that's where it's at, provided you put it in the right place.
And that was the motivation for me after this, realizing that we were building homes that were both unhealthy because of the vast number of chemicals that we were using in petrol-based materials of all sorts going into the structure, and the fact that with the codes as they had evolved, we created mold traps that made people ill and caused various degrees of sensitivities. And both the chemicals in the world, both in our food and in our housing environments, have proven over the last 50 years to be a major economic and health.
Noah, you and I have a friend in common. Johnny Delirious is the name he trades by. And he was telling us a story about a dome home, and he was involved with a company that, and he may still be, that has rental dome homes. And they had one. They had one that I guess had a fire in it, and somebody, you know, the dome was fine. It was just like the furniture or something that caught on fire. And I believe the story was they just took a garden hose, you know, took the furniture out, hosed it down. That was it. You know, hosed down the inside of it and got the debris out from the fire, and everything was fine. It was as simple as that. It's that durable. Is that right?
Yeah, we built a glass studio for a friend here up in the Northwest, and he is a welding fabricator by trade, and they're taking a sheet of this material and put a cutting torch on it, and he was absolutely amazed at how long and how resistive and heat diffusing the material was. He was holding it in his hand while using a cutting torch on it, and it was withstanding that degree of heat. He says,
I'd like to interject now. I would like to see a 16-foot Whopper dome. Whoppers are where you put your migrant labor and or visitors that are working on the farm with you. And I would like to see a very inexpensive 16-foot geodesic dome made with this thing in Tornado Alley or somewhere that will be tested to the limits of what we've seen in recent years. And so there, if you go to PacificDomes.com, you can see the 16-foot I have in mind. And if we could build one of those as a radiation shield where we had some instruments inside and instruments outside measuring the differences with certain filters that I have in mind. I believe that the background radiation in North America has now exceeded 10%, I mean not 10%, 10 times what it was prior to Fukushima. Now that's not dangerous yet, but all indications are that this is going to be a more serious situation and that your food probably wants to be protected from particulate falling out of the atmosphere. Truly, this would be the start place by doing a whooper shed and then a small fish farm. These geodesic domes are already designed for aquaculture. So here we are. They could be built over a swimming pool. Anywhere that would be no longer used recreation like a swimming pool, but if you have a swimming pool in here, what a perfect idea is to put a dome over that and turn it into aquaculture. And next weekend when I get back from the trip I'm doing, I'm going to visit one up in Rogue River. We went to the one on the up on the Grants Pass, the big one that they closed down. This is the largest salmon facility in the world, even over Nanaimo or Skagway, where I've done studies. I think we have a future here with this concept.
Rick, let me take it to the next level. seriously, I'm not kidding about this now. I've been talking with one of our instructors who is a developer, okay, on the East Coast. And I have the ability to buy one square mile. Now, this square mile is pretty close to me. And I'm not exaggerating now. I'm thinking that we can do this. I'm thinking if we have people who are interested in becoming a community, who are interested in living in a community where we have dome homes, and we have a dome community center, and we have a dome food processing center, and we have our own off-grid electric system, and
okay,
we have our we have everything in one square mile. Now, a square mile is 640 acres, and let's say we divide this really nice piece of wooded and open land area into 5, 10, 20-acre pieces, and we have everything that you could possibly want, like dome houses that all look similar, different sizes maybe, but they're all resistant to radiation. And we have a community area, a worshiping area, and so forth, and we all work together. And let's say our taxes are less than $500 a year. Literally. No exaggeration. Mm-hmm. Are any of you interested in pursuing this? Now, I'm absolutely serious about this. I've been to this property. I've looked at it. It is really cool. It really is. And it could be a property for survivalists, like-minded people. Can you imagine having neighbors who think as you do? So if you're interested in pursuing this, I am. And I know our other instructors are, too. So you can give us an email. Send us an email, vincent@usapreparers.com. Vincent, V-I-N-C-E-N-T, at usapreparers.com. Or you can go to our website, usapreparers.com. Click on the contact tab and send me an email. And make sure I have your contact information. I'll call you back. And if any of you are interested, and if enough are interested in pursuing this, we can make this happen. I'm very serious.
Choosing who you want to be in the bunker with.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. And we'll call these lifeboats with oars.
Hey, Rick.
That's why I'm going to try to use the best physics I can in designing a whole system like Buckminster Fuller did. I think the idea of these geodesic domes as your entrance to an underground bunker is probably our distant future. Probably.
Well,
just
this
like in the movie Star Wars and Tatooine.
Well, in response and in support of your statements there, Vincent, that has been my life's work. That,
I know.
That is
particularly
what I am.
Noah, let me ask you very quickly, and think about this during the break. Here's the question. Let's say we have these domes, you know, on 5, 10, and 20-acre parcels, and they're scattered around this 1 square mile, and we wanted to have a bunker underground. Can we take an area that's low, build a dome bunker, and cover it with earth? Think about that. We'll be right back.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain in that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 400-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This can be slight.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I'm absolutely serious about this. I've been looking at this property for a couple years, and I believe that we now have all the ingredients to make this happen.
Well,
so imagine this.
Start.
Imagine this. Imagine having a small farm. Okay. Imagine raising animals, having community security, community defense, earthquake protection, energy independence, water independence, taxes among the lowest in the United States of America, living in a community with USA Preparers instructors, the best and brightest people on the planet. Imagine being part of that. Okay. Now, is it possible?
Let me interject one second. Might mention where I'm going this weekend and what that very small town, Willow Creek, California, is doing. They are basically seceding from the state of California and with a little known riparian water rights ruling where they can take over the management of their own natural resources, including education and their highways.
And we can do that, too. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about dotting this 1 square mile with these printed dome houses. Imagine that. Imagine everything you could possibly want in a location with people just like you. I'm very serious about trying to pull this off. Now, if you're interested, I'm going to give you my direct line in the studio. This is a direct line to my farm studio in Missouri, 417-462-1105, 417-462-1105. Now, here's the plan. The reason this will work is bringing the printer to the site is is an event, okay? But once that printer's there, we just move it from 5 acre to 10 acre parcel, just move it right within the community and just print a house a day. Can you imagine?
You got it.
No, am I exaggerating?
You are not.
Okay. Now,
you are not.
Next
and,
question.
And answer to your, go ahead.
Next question about that. Take the bunker. Let's say we have a low area that's drained, that can drain, and we want to put in a community, we'll call it a bomb shelter, and we want to put it underground. Can we do that? Can we print one that's big enough, you know, the maximum size, and then cover it with dirt?
The short answer is yes. Location is critical. And what I would suggest that it be used for while it's not being used in an emergency and potentially as part of it, is technology that our strategic partner has developed is vertical farming, where it takes the floor area of growing indoor complete growing operation for food that increases its yield to the equivalent of 30 acres for every acre of ground covered.
Now,
in a completely controlled environment, and we are working with them to, in a funded very large operation. They are producing 10,000 heads of lettuce per day in this one vertical growing operation.
This is real exciting, because here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking have a bunch of small businesses within this organization, within this environment, within this 1 square mile, and we would have all of the tax deductions that are possible within our own community. We'd be able to defend it. We would have an emergency food supply. We would have it all, everything you could possibly imagine as a survivalist. We can pull this off. We can do this. Now, here's my question. We're running out of time. Noah, will you be available to be with us next Thursday with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and pursue this to step number 2?
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
Yes.
So, class, Noah Israel is going to be with us next Thursday again. We're going to pursue this. I want you to think of, here's your homework. Think of your questions. What questions do you have in pursuit of this project, building a sustainable, in our terms, community that's defensible, low taxes, raising animals, raising our own food, earthquake protection, energy independence, water independence, living among instructors and people just like us. Can you imagine? 417-462-1105 is my phone number. 417-462-1105. Rick, you're going to have to move to Missouri. Noah, you're going to have to have a place here on the compound. I'm all excited. I'm Vin Finelli. Thanks so much for being with us, Rick and Noah. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Visha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.